Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Cece Culver. Cece has more than 25 years' experience as a speaker, a former software engineer that has worked on NASA missions. She currently coaches people about public speaking, helping them gain confidence and experience. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Cece.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me, Karma.
You're very welcome. Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Yes, and it has been a journey, a varied journey. To start at the beginning, I was actually voted one of the most shy children in school, so shy that my teachers actually put on my report cards that my parents had to do something about it. Otherwise, I would never connect with people. That was my elementary school experience, that I wasn't very good at speaking with people at all. So through the process, my parents did help me develop my speaking ability with others, and I had the fortunate position of being selected by a lady in high school to be mentored by her. So in high school, the lady that mentored me really helped me to come out of my shell a lot more and begin to be comfortable more with groups of people. And it wasn't until college that I actually started working with groups of people. I was a small group leader and began developing more skills. It wasn't perfect, but it did bring people together, and I was happy about that. And I also experienced getting in front of larger groups of people, still developing a lot of the more social skills, though. So it took me a while to really get there, and it wasn't until I had a communications class in my postgraduate school that communication class really turned everything around for me, because it talked about communication not being something we're always forming the answer to our questions ahead of time when we're speaking with people, but that we're actually there trying to understand the message they have and then giving them back the message we're getting and being present with the people that are there. There were a few other keys that were presented to me in terms of communicating a message ourselves and staying on point with that message. So from that point on, things really began to change for me after that communications class. It was really the training that really got me to the point of becoming a very good public speaker.
You know, I can really relate to your story. I remember in the fifth grade, we were working on some sort of project. It was like a newsletter or something like that. And I was out sick the day that they voted everyone to, you know, be the best this and the most that. And apparently, they voted me the shyest. And when I came back to school and I saw that in print, I was horrified. I got really upset. I was like, I don't want that in print. I don't want to be voted the shyest in print. And they're like, well, you had a chance to say you didn't want that. I'm like, no, I never thought this was the first time. And that's when they realized, oh, you were out sick that day. Sorry.
It's not one thing you look at later in your life and you're going, wow, you know, something must have been going on for the teachers to recognize something like that. But at the same time, when you have someone come alongside you, whether it's your parent or a mentor, and they say, you know, you've got the power.
Yeah.
You've got the power to really communicate with people, and there's really nothing to be afraid of. They're just afraid as you are, and that's really what it's about. It's overcoming fear, and the fear of public speaking is like the number one fear for a lot of people.
Yeah.
For me now, after all the practice and times that I've had doing it, I'm not afraid of that as much as I am of singing in front of people.
Yeah, that is definitely a different skill set, and the few times I've attempted to do it, I have to be socially lubricated, let's put it that way.
Yes.
So, given your experience, do you believe public speaking is a learned skill or something you are born being able to do, and why?
I think it's both. I think that, first of all, public speaking is something we develop because we have to learn how to speak when we're young, first of all. You know, we just don't come out of our mother's womb saying words, and if we do, then that's probably a prodigy.
Probably.
But most of us don't learn to speak until we're around 1 year old or a little bit later. And so from that point on, we do learn to speak and we do learn to pick up patterns of communication of what to say. And sometimes those patterns aren't always the best. And so sometimes we have to relearn how we say things and how we do things. The other thing is that I just want to convey this message of you do have the power, because inside of you, you're a unique person and you have the unique ability to communicate in a way no one else does. That uniqueness gives you the ability to share with people through another lens, another paradigm of how you might see things that might alter and bring about some unique qualities, some unique ideas, and even ways of getting things done that someone may not have thought about before that could be the answer to a lot of things. So you have the power. It's a matter of getting through that fear, I think, to get it out.
Definitely. In fact, one of the messages I often tell my clients is that everyone is born with a unique gift for the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I truly believe that of everyone. We all have something that we were put on this planet to give to mm-hmm. everyone else.
Right. So the first part of it is that uniqueness in you, as you said, there's something uniquely in you. There's something that is always driving you that you would do no matter what. And the question is what is that? In our wiring, being a public speaker is something that you would desire to do, I think. You have to look at whether it's just fear holding you back or if it's something you really want to do. Do you admire the people who speak? Do you wish you could be like them? Are those things in you, and do you have that deep burning desire to do this? Now, some people need to do public speaking no matter what. If you're in a job where you need to speak in front of a group, then it's good to have the skills as well.
Right, like salespeople and,
mm-hmm.
and often just entrepreneurs in general, because you usually have to present to clients.
Right. The opportunity that presented itself to me at work was talking about Onizuka Air Force Station and the Air Force Satellite Control Network at NASA Space Camp. I actually volunteered for that opportunity, but at work, we also had to do presentations at times. And sometimes, you know, I didn't want to do those presentations, but they needed to be done.
Right.
So how do you do that effectively when you don't want to do that at work is a good question as well.
Now, imagine that you are a public speaking superhero.
Mm-hmm.
What do you believe would be your main superpower?
My main superpower would be to connect with people in love. And that is to really be uniquely who I am, making sure I have eye contact with them. And in a way, it's just like having a conversation with a person. There's more people in the room, and you focus on one person, and you're having your conversation with them. And in that, the people in a certain area will feel like you're talking with them as well, even though you may be looking at one person only. Then you do that throughout the room. Try to contact with at least three people and do it in the front of the room, the back of the room, middle of the room, etc.
That reminds me, when you're a member of that audience, you're alone in your own head listening to the speaker. So
mm-hmm.
in your own head, it is a one-on-one conversation.
Yes. And that's how it's received. So if you have someone even before you go on and you talk to somebody and you do your presentation with them, it really helps to work out anything that may be a little not quite clear, help you to get more animated, help you to be more of who you are as well. For me, being animated is a difficult thing, and part of it was just being shut down. So the one thing I love to do is dance. So one of the things I like to do is do a dance before I get up and do a presentation, because that will open me up more to the audience. My muscles are a little looser. I'm a little happier and ready to go.
Well, that must be interesting for the people behind stage.
Well, everybody has their way of getting ready to get on.
Right. It's like, what is that CC woman doing?
Well, and even in sometimes when I am speaking, I have everybody get involved. So, you know,
so is this like an upbeat dance, or are we talking tango, waltz?
We're talking just an upbeat dance, getting people going, getting our molecules moving, you know. We need that connection, so.
Yeah. So what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop that particular superpower as well?
The first thing is when we're developing connections, what it means is we have to let go of everything we're really thinking about at the time. And that's the hardest thing. A lot of times, you know, when we may be concerned about someone in our family, we may have some things about work that need to get done, or something at home that needs to get done, or some vacation we're planning for, something that's coming into our mind when we really should be present and connecting with a person in front of us and the message that's going on between us. So that is really the hardest thing, is to empty out your mind and your thoughts. Another practice that I have in the morning is just to clear my mind of everything during the day. I have a plan, but I know that plan, there may be some things that go by the wayside. And so in that, it frees me up to say, okay, this is my day. It may go this way, it may not, but whatever happens, it's going to be a great day, because I'm going to have great conversations with people.
Very good. I noticed that you mentioned it was like you connect with people in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was an interesting way of phrasing it. It was almost like it didn't quite connect with everything else, and so I was just wondering why you chose those particular words.
Because we have the power of the way that we connect with people, and for a while I didn't feel that way. There was a time frame where I was going through a lot in my life, and it was really hard for me to be in focus with people, to connect with them, to feel like I had the power to really be part of the conversation. I was experiencing a lot of loss in my life, people that had died in my life. I experienced two people that I knew every year for about 8 years that had died in my life, whether it was family, my dad died, I had two aunts that died, or friends. A coworker died. I had a gal that I knew that I grew up with had died from breast cancer. Another guy that was one of our cousins died from having cancer in his spine. There was a lot of upheaval, and so I was really hurting, and in the patterns that I had learned to deal with that was actually to push people away from me because I needed to go off and deal with it myself first before I could let them in on what was going on and how hard it was for me to really focus and say, you know, life is short and what do I really want to be doing and how can I do this when I have all these other responsibilities going on. So one of the things I talk about is that we do have the power and we need to be able to fulfill our dreams. And sometimes it takes a lot of strength and power and courage to turn away from the thing we're doing at the time and create a new environment for ourselves, a new life for ourselves, so we can actually be giving the best of ourselves to the people around us and to the world out there, to the people we meet every day.
Right. It's kind of interesting how you bring an almost spiritual element to just the process of public speaking.
Well, a lot of people in the end say they reflect on their lives, and is it, did I live? And this is Brendan Burchard says this, did I live, did I love, and did I matter? I've asked myself those questions, and the last one is the one I struggle with the most, is did I matter? I believe I have lived an adventurous life and a fun life for a lot of the time. There have been a lot of hard times as well, and I believe that a lot of the people that I know that I love them, and there are some people that don't know that, but there are a lot that do. I think the other thing is just for me, it's like, do I matter? What is it uniquely about me that makes me matter to other people? And is there something, or is it just that I am here? We have trees and flowers, and the earth is all here, and it's wonderful. So if I was a person that maybe I can't communicate, or I don't want to public speak, it's very important to know that you matter no matter what.
Right. You know, I think that last question, you know, do I matter, is probably the one of the most difficult to answer because, at least for me, because if I say, yes, I do matter, then I kind of feel like I'm being conceited.
Mm-hmm.
And yet on another level, I know that every single one of us matters because we all, even at the most basic level, we're that butterfly that causes a storm on the other side of the planet. The flapping mm-hmm. of our wings, the blinking of our eyes has an effect, and therefore we matter.
Right, and that's the power. That's the power we have. We have just the power of being. You look at a person and you can see in their eyes most of the time that they're there. They may be thinking about something else, but they are there. You know, they're in one sense or another. I have a great nephew in the hospital. He has a trach. He can't speak real well at this time, but he's learning. But his smile says a lot more than anything I know. Smiles say a lot to people. So just a smile can communicate an awesome thing to somebody during a day they may be having a really hard time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your unique perspective on public speaking with us today.
Thank you very much, Karma. And remember, you've got the power.
Yes. This is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.